you just have a barrel side the house and you put a board in it and put that board up sideways and it's going to catch water. Fill that barrel up quicker. My cousin called me now when he rain when drying or sometime. He said, you can put your board in the barrel. It's going to rain.
You know, y'all drank out of the cistern. Water was cool?
Yeah.
I can't figure out why. I don't know. Maybe people got, did they get more diseases then, or can't say.
Right. I wouldn't say that, no. I don't think so.
There was five of us girls. I tell you what, we was tested to be. I don't ever remember any of us being sick.
We didn't know what shoes were in the summertime.
You get hookworm?
Cut a feet all the time, I'll tell you that.
Did y'all raise chicken or anything around here?
Yeah, right.
Fowl? Now, you were walking around with all them fowl running around and you never got hookworm or anything like that?
No.
In the sandy soil like this?
Hell, your feet get tough.
You know, you have to get pretty tough not to get hookworm then.
You get all that heat. It'd be so hot, the ground gets hot. You'll make them feet get tough. Children here, they'll take your shoes off. Can't stand it no more. I used to could.
Yeah. Well, how did you call your horses in? Did y'all ever call horses? You never called them?
Well.
Okay.
Call the pigs, like I told you this morning.
Yeah, you told me how to call the pig.
When you feed them.
Cattle.
Well, my uncle could really call them.
How'd you call cattle? Down around where we are, we always said, Collings! How you call them here?
I don't know really. But we did in the pasture, we blow the horn. Truck horn.
Uh-huh.
And we'd hay.
Get ready to feed them. They'd come on.
They hay some pig.
Pig, woo, pig. You start hollering, we had that sack of corn on our back. We start hollering, folks gotta get 100 yards from the pen. They'd be there too.
You ever had them step on your feet when you're out there playing
the
buck?
They hurt too.
Yeah. Place where you kept your corn?
Corn crib.
And did you have a place where you gave, where the, we talked about the mules. The horses stayed in with the mules?
Yeah.
In the barn?
We didn't have many horses, really. They just... mostly mules. A lot of people kept the horses, worked the horses.
Now, when you rode that horse that 2 miles that time, when you got on a horse, what'd you say to him to get him started?
Get up. As a mule, that's what you tell a mule, huh? To get up.
Would you ever say that? Do that?
We had a colored man who used to live in this house years ago. He was deaf. And when he'd be color bathing and cotton get tall, me and my cousin, one same age, man, one little well ready, we'd slip in the cotton field, see, and get about two or three rows over where he couldn't see us. And when they'd come by, we'd holler, whoa, that mule would stop. He couldn't hear us. Son John. See, he'd take off, go about 10 feet, we'd holler, whoa. No, he'd get
like. They were playing a joke on him about, like, y'all play jokes on Elk Owens, man.
We don't play jokes on
it. Get up. G, Hall.
Yeah.
You know, one go to the right or left, they just talk to them.
And did you have a place where you kept all sorts of implements that, you know, things around the farm?
Tractor shed?
Yeah.
Implement shed.